The news of President Trump's positive coronavirus test threw into sharp relief the tumult and the tragedy of a year that has seen more than 207,000 people die of COVID-19 in this country so far. Trump tweeted early in the morning that he and Melania had tested positive. The tweet came hours after the White House announced that senior aide Hope Hicks came down with the virus after traveling with the president several times this week. Trump is 74 years old, obese, with high cholesterol, putting him at higher risk of serious complications. Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said Trump had mild symptoms. Meadows, though, refused to answer a reporter's question of whether Trump was taking the ineffective and potentially dangerous malaria drug hydroxychloroquine, which Trump has touted at various times during the pandemic.
I'm not going to get into any particular treatment that he may or may not have. He has mild symptoms. As we look at that, the doctor will continue to provide expertise in the residence. He's in the residence now.
Two people familiar with his condition said Trump seemed lethargic yesterday at a fundraising appearance and fell asleep on Air Force One after the presidential debate Tuesday night. He could develop worse symptoms in coming days as the disease progresses. The White House physician said Trump was expected to continue carrying out his duties without disruption while recovering. Democratic rival Joe Biden tweeted that he and his wife Jill, quote, send our thoughts to President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump for a swift recovery, he added. We will continue to pray for the health and safety of the president and his family. Biden later said he and wife Jill had both undergone coronavirus tests and both tested negative. Biden stood about 10 feet from Trump during this week's 90-minute presidential debate, during which Trump frequently shouted, which could have sent virus droplets or airborne particles Biden's way. In an interview on Democracy Now!, epidemiologist and former Michigan gubernatorial candidate Abu El Sayed said the failure of Trump and those around him to wear facial coverings and the constant high-level meetings put a large and tight network of people at risk.
People like Amy Coney Barrett jumping from Senate office to Senate office trying to get confirmed. People like Mark Meadows, whose job it is to liaise with Congress all the time on legislation that's pending, and all of the super spreader events that you just talked about, all of the travel that Donald Trump and his entourage have been taking over the course of this campaign, all the while, right, trying to make a point about this pandemic being less than what we all know it is, a very serious public health tragedy. The problem with science, right, is that if you try and mess with science, science always wins.
The first report that aide Hope Hicks had developed COVID-19 came in a report from Bloomberg News, not from the White House. Unconfirmed reports said White House officials were hoping to keep the diagnosis secret. Even after Trump knew that Hicks had developed symptoms of the coronavirus, but before the news was public, he traveled yesterday to his New Jersey fundraiser, where he appeared maskless and exposed those in attendance. Since the coronavirus emerged earlier this year, Trump has refused to abide by basic public health guidelines, including those issued by his own administration, such as wearing face coverings in public and practicing physical distancing. Instead, he has continued to hold campaign rallies that draw thousands of often maskless supporters. He told reporters in May, "I feel no vulnerability whatsoever." Several members of Trump's cabinet were undergoing testing for COVID-19, testing negative so far. Vice President Mike Pence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Also testing negative were daughter Ivanka Trump, son-in-law Jared Kushner, and the Trump's teenage son Barron. Positive tests were reported for Rona McDaniel, the chair of the Republican National Committee, and Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. President Trump's diagnosis upends his presidential campaign plans. He was to travel to Florida and Wisconsin today and tomorrow. Those events were wiped off his schedule as he quarantines at the White House. Scott Lucas is professor of American politics at the University of Birmingham. He spoke to Al Jazeera.
It takes him off of the campaign trail, so he cannot have these large rallies that he was counting on to raise his profile. Technically, he cannot campaign from inside the White House. Now, whether they try to break that, we'll see. He'll do two things. One is he'll use White House appearances if he's physically able to do so, answering reporters' questions. And then your big one, 2 weeks from now, he's due to meet Joe Biden in the second presidential debate. Will they set it up inside a White House studio where he goes ahead? Does he pull out? If he appears, does he finally wear a mask and actually acknowledge the threat of the virus?
Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris are to debate on Wednesday. I'm Eileen Alfandary for Pacifica Radio.